Sam Page steps out of his Jeep Wrangler, wearing a green hunting suit, boots, and a black hat. Everything but his hands, face, and neck is covered. It's a sizzling Thursday summer afternoon, and Page is dripping with sweat. After a short walk into the woods, he plants his feet, focuses on a steel plate about 50 feet in front of him, and fires. The Rockingham County Sheriff takes a few more rounds of target practice and then secures the clip to his firearm on the left side of his belt. Along with many others around these parts, Page is excited for the addition of Sturm, Ruger, and Company. The Connecticut-based gun manufacturer has chosen this county along the Virginia border for expansion.
You know, Ruger makes good shotguns, good rifles, good pistols. So again, you know, they make a wonderful product.
Sturm Ruger has manufacturing plants in New Hampshire and Arizona. The company's third factory will be in Mayodan, a once vibrant textile community. Sturm Ruger plans to bring more than 450 jobs and invest $26 million. New positions will include production workers, toolmakers, manufacturing engineers, and product design engineers. Rockingham County has about 90,000 residents and is gun-friendly, although that wasn't what made this location so enticing. Rockingham County Manager Lance Metzler.
The unemployment rate is very low up there. Here, there's an abundance of people who are willing and ready to work, and I think that's one thing that they were intrigued about is our availability of workforce.
New Hampshire has an unemployment rate of 2%, and Rockingham County, it's higher than 10%. At a job fair earlier this summer, more than 1,000 local residents submitted applications when they heard an unnamed gun company might be relocating.
I think that will spur other jobs and other companies to come here as well.
Steve Moore sips on a soda inside of a gas station a few miles down the road.
They've got to have, you know, support and other things like that. So, yeah, I think it's just a tip of an iceberg of a larger picture of creating more jobs, more employment for the area.
Sturm Ruger has already spoken with more than 250 prospective employees.
Certainly, businesses are looking for areas that have the type of skilled labor that their business requires.
Holly Wade is a senior policy analyst with the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
Many businesses now are very hesitant on expanding, not knowing what economic conditions are going to be like 6 months out, what costs they will have to incur through higher taxes or regulations. But if they do see opportunities, they're certainly going to look for areas that can alleviate some of that uncertainty.
Gun sales and background checks are up across the country in 2013, and the company has had two successful quarters. Sturm Ruger is expected to secure economic incentives from the town and county later this week. Officials with the county hope the factory is up and running and that hundreds are back to work by the end of the year. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.